Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for revelation knowledge. Thank you for those who are gathered to hear your word. May they hear, may they see, may they understand, and may they be able to apply this word in their life. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the name of Jesus, that each one of us will be touched, will receive direction from the great Holy Spirit. We thank you. Open your word that we may be able to see and understand. In Jesus' name, amen. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. I want to open with a verse and take up where we were on last Sunday. But I have to read this one verse to open us up to what the Spirit of God wants to say today. Romans 12:3. Now you cannot read Romans 12:3 without understanding that verses 1 and 2 is connected with it.
Yes, sir.
It almost seemed like it's a reversal, that you started Romans 12:3 and then go back up to the second and go back up to the first. But in the third verse, Romans 12, for I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to deal with the measure of faith, how to mature. Understand how to keep maturing your measure of faith. And so in order to bring that to pass, there Romans 12:2, we got the measure of faith. Notice in Hebrews 12:2, there's some things I just want to say about faith, until we can connect properly and know exactly what we're doing. Every man got the measure of faith, and some stay at the measure.
Right, right.
But faith is designed, faith is alive.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, it's designed to grow. It's designed to mature.
Yes, sir.
It's designed to do more if we know how to activate it, okay?
Yes, sir.
So here 12 in Hebrews 12:2, it says something else to us about maturing your faith.
Mm-hmm.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. See, he's the author and finisher.
Yes.
So that means faith started off in one place,
mm-hmm,
and ended up in another place, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Now, the Holy Spirit just talking about this now. In faith, there are going to have to be some enduring.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because sometimes it will seem like faith is not working.
Mm-hmm.
But faith is working all the time.
All right.
And God is training you how to be steadfast when things don't happen just like that.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
You know, if Jesus the author and finisher, you can trust him.
Yes, sir. Yes.
So I mean, I started out in faith, and if I really believe that he's the author and finisher of faith, I know what I started out in is going to finish.
Yeah.
How many see that?
Right.
See, so he's the author and finisher. So you go through something that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, number two. But number three, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So in other words, it's saying faith will take you where you're going if you trust it. And that's an aspect of maturing in faith. Maturing in faith don't mean everything's going to be flower and ease all the time. It's going to be challenges. You're going to be blockage. We all know that.
Yes.
But yet, faith always comes through.
Yes.
And then we also know not only the measure of faith, the maturing of faith, mountain-moving faith. So these are different places you get. In Mark 11:23, I talk to you, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou carried, and he shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Now, I'm going to say some great things today from the Lord, but I need you believing.
Yes, sir.
I need you believing. I don't want this to be just a discussion. I want the Holy Spirit to be able to take you places that you've never been before.
Yes, sir.
And there are always places faith can take you that you've never been before. So the mountain moving faith. And then we have the scenario here in Luke 17. I'm just building for the subject because we're talking about maturing in the measure of faith. I want to look at different ways they approach Jesus about it and Apostle Paul. Here in Luke 17 now. Because in looking at this, the Lord told me to correlate faith with a seed.
Okay.
Because when you increase your measure of faith, you increase your measure of harvest. Mm-hmm. See, faith is a seed. So faith causes things to happen beyond itself.
Yes, sir.
See, faith is sort of like, for lack of a better word, faith is an unlocker.
Mm-hmm.
Unlock dimension. It unlocks certain things because faith is a key.
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
so here we got now in Luke 17, and this is the apostle. The apostle, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The apostle. The Lord can't increase your faith.
Wow, okay.
See, that's your job. he can't. I just heard that in the spirit just now. Yeah, the Lord really, people waiting on the Lord to do it, but the Lord waiting on you to do it.
Okay.
We walk by faith, not by sight. See what I'm saying? So here the apostles asked this question, and Jesus answered. Verse 5, and the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith.
Mm-hmm.
Lord said, I can't do it.
All right.
I can't do it. You're going to have to do this. Your pastor can't do it. The apostle can't do it. The prophet can't do it.
Yes,
you, it's personal.
Right.
Faith maturity is personal.
It's personal.
Amen? Yes. In order to mature in faith, you have to know you're going to have to connect.
Right,
and you're going to have to make it happen.
Right. Yes,
and God left it in your hand. How far, how deep, how strong you want to be in faith.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. All right.
See,
yes, sir.
See. Never stop at the level of religion. No, you never see miracles.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And the apostle said unto them, Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith,
yes.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
That you were using.
You would, yeah.
You follow it?
Yeah.
If you had faith, if you use faith,
yeah.
faith will cause the increase itself.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I see.
So could you see now how many people waiting on the Lord to increase their faith?
Wow. Yeah.
Multitude. They're waiting on the Lord. But the Lord said, I can't do it. I've lined it up for you to do it.
Right.
You got to act on this word. You got to trust this word for your faith to work.
Wow.
And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. So you can see that, right?
Yes.
And then you go to the point of using your faith mixer.
Okay.
He can't use that for you there in Hebrews chapter 4. Turn there. A lot of scriptures this morning, but Hebrews chapter 4, I want you to see this because I know all of us need to grow in faith and develop our faith more and trust our faith more and see greater things happen by our faith. Jesus is our master. He used his faith all the time and got things done. All the time.
Yes, sir.
There in Hebrews 4, now we're dealing with mixing your faith.
Mm-hmm.
Mixing your faith. If your faith going to mature, you're going to have to know how to mix it with grace.
Okay.
Wow.
Mix it with mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Mix it with love. Mix it with forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You see that?
Yes.
Yeah. In that mixer, what you're mixing faith with?
Mm-hmm.
You're mixing faith with the things of God.
Yes. Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
See, in your faith mixer, faith worketh by love.
Right.
See. Love take faith in the places faith can't go by itself.
Yes.
So here we got now here mixing your faith here in Hebrews 4, verse 1. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, and you should seem to come short of it. Now, this is not talking about one thing. The things of God is in this verse.
Mm-hmm.
He says, and let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest,
mm-hmm.
any of you should seem to come short of it.
Right.
In other words, the next verse is not going to tell us. It's talking about the whole Bible. It's talking about everything God promised.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Not just rest. Any manifestation, any demonstration, any miracle, any sign, any wonder,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have to mix your faith.
Yes, sir.
Watch what he says. In verse 2, mm-hmm. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them,
mm-hmm.
but the word preach did not profit them. See it?
Yes, sir.
Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it.
Yes.
So in other words, you can hear it if you don't mix it. If you don't, the word is believe it. And then when you believe it, you act on it.
Yes, sir.
You trust it. And then that's the manifestation. Then it'll become a part of your life, and it'll expose you to things, places you've never been before. So mixing your faith, we talk about the measure of faith, maturing your faith, mountain moving faith. I just want to tell you there's different areas that faith can go in, and you have to mix your faith properly. Now, also is pointed out about miracle faith.
Right.
Your faith function, if you use it properly, it's function in the realm of the supernatural.
All right. Yes, sir.
We're not talking about normal faith to sit in a chair. We're talking about faith that comes from God that function in the spirit world and can make things happen that seem impossible.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
So I want the body of Christ to start functioning more in miracles, signs, and wonders.
Yes, sir.
And so we have to have faith for miracles.
Okay.
And so as that man, lamb man, in the third chapter of Acts, he was looking for silver and gold. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give it to you, rise up and walk.
Mm-hmm.
But if you read prior to that, the scripture said he was expecting to receive something.
Right.
So there has to be an expectation,
yes, sir,
before there can be a manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
But the miracle came because he did rise and he did walk. All right, now, notice here in Hebrews chapter 4, in dealing with miracle faith. I got to read 4 and chapter 2. Go to chapter 2 first.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 2, Hebrews chapter 2. Now, we're talking about different kinds of faith. We start off with the measure of faith in Romans 12:3. We talked about maturing your faith in Hebrews 12:2. We talked about mountain moving faith in Mark 11:23. We talk about mixing your faith in Hebrews 4, where we're going to maybe go back. We talk about miracle faith. How to function in miracle faith.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here it is. In Hebrews chapter 2, it says, therefore we ought to give the most earnest heed to the things which we have heard. See, you keep talking about what we've heard. So then faith come by here, different dimension of faith,
right,
according to what type of preacher you listen to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Your faith going to mature according to the ministry you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Because what comes out of the pulpit going to determine how much your faith can grow.
Right. Wow.
How much revelation.
Mm-hmm.
How much anointing.
How much
insight.
How much.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it do make a difference what church you go to.
It does.
You can get one set of church members and get another set of church members, and one hearing the word of God on a weekly basis and the other one hearing.
Mm-hmm.
some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when the pandemic comes, you know who operating by faith.
Right.
And that's what I don't think about Word of Life Christian Center. I tell them again, I know God is proud of them because I have had no crybabies.
Yes, sir.
They've been doing exactly what I told them to do, and they follow me as a shepherd. And I know you're online right now.
Mm-hmm.
See, you're watching and paying attention and, yes, and catching a hold of what God is doing still in our ministry, and I'm so thankful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, notice that in the second chapter, again, I want to read this first verse again, because therefore we ought to give the most honest heed to the things which we have heard,
mm-hmm,
lest at any time we should what?
Let
them slip. See, faith can't mature slipping.
Yes, talk about it, sir.
Matter of fact, I won't go back out in the street a little bit. Faith can mature by sipping. y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
it can't. You have to drink it. You have to
yes,
take a full load of faith.
Load.
Yeah, you can't be faith one day and
yeah,
dealing with facts without truth the next day. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense and reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? And faith is part of our salvation. But at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. All right, now, you know, Paul said our gospel came not in word only, but in power and in the Holy Ghost and much assurance. So there's a certain, if you really want to leap in your faith, you're going to have to be hearing a certain type of gospel.
Wow.
I mean, it's 1 Thessalonians 1:5.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then we have Paul in 1 Corinthians 2 telling us about how he spoke,
mm-hmm,
and that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men,
mm-hmm,
but in the power of God,
mm-hmm,
and demonstration of the Spirit, you see.
Yes.
Now, we got in this chapter to go to this fourth verse. God also bearing them witness,
mm-hmm,
both with sign,
mm-hmm,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
and wonders,
mm-hmm,
plural, both plural, signs plural, wonders plural,
yeah,
and with divers miracles,
yeah,
plural also,
uh-huh,
and gifts of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
According to his own will.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, we got to be operating in his will. Now, I really want to get somewhere today. I'm trying to go back over something. Let's talk about managing your faith in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You should come to the point that 2 Corinthians 4:13 belong to you. We have in the same spirit of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Other words, whatever written, I'm going with it.
Yes, sir. Right.
See? But now, you know that has to be a certain element, a certain amount of maturity,
mm-hmm,
to operate in 2 Corinthians 4:13.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, the end of the chapter, looking not at things that are seen,
mm-hmm,
but things that are not seen.
Right.
See, faith worked that. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
Yes, sir.
So, but you got to mature for that. I mean, you're not going to believe it if you had not had no faith experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, if you're going to mature in faith, you got to have faith experiences at different level.
Yes.
And you know God came through for you on that level.
Yes.
And now he's shifting you to another level.
Yes.
You know you can trust him.
Yes.
Can you trust him?
Yes.
Yeah, you know you can trust him. Absolutely you can trust him. He always comes through. But these are the things that our faith should be doing. If our faith is not doing verse 4,
mm-hmm,
we are still in the infancy of faith.
Yes. All right.
We might run, we might dance, we might jump.
Mm-hmm.
But these are the evidence of faith when it's mixed right,
yes,
and when it's growing in maturity. It's supposed to cause things to happen,
yes,
that are not ordinary,
uh-huh, right, yeah,
and not possible no other way.
Yes, sir.
See, faith deal with the impossible.
Yes.
When you grow in faith and have, mm-hmm, some experience in faith, you ought to be having signs, wonders, divers, miracles, gifts of the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Amen.
Now, there's another aspect I have to train you with because we're going to deeper territory, being obedient to the faith. Acts, I'm going to give you the scripture, Acts 6 and 7 and Romans 1, 5. Being obedient to the faith. Mm-hmm. I said to you in our last setting, my brothers and sisters, we're going to deal with faith stewardship today. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've been talking about ever since I got up here. Mm-hmm. Faith stewardship, being a steward of your faith,
yeah.
That your faith can fully function.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And that you become fully persuaded.
Yeah.
That what he promised,
yes.
He is also able to perform.
Yes.
But you notice it says that in Romans 4 that Abraham was not weak in faith,
yeah.
But strong in faith. Meaning you can be weak in faith.
Yes.
Meaning faith can grow from weak
yeah.
To strong.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, sir.
That's good.
So you got room to grow and you got room to develop. So I said, my brother and sister, we're going to deal with faith stewardship. I want you to get that. Faith stewardship. Managing your faith in a certain way that it may mature and function at the level God wanted to function in your life.
Yes, sir.
How to manage your faith properly in the spirit. How to manage your faith. And then feeding your faith. That's Romans 10, 17. So then faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Building your faith. We talked about Jude 20.
Mm-hmm.
Praying in the Holy Ghost. Building your faith, right?
Yeah.
And then we talked about faith as a spiritual transaction. You're back to 2 Corinthians 4:13. Knowing the power, substance, benefit, and reward of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing the power, hallelujah,
yes,
the substance, the benefits, and the rewards of faith. Well, we start in Hebrews 11, 1, one of the greatest revelations. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Mm-hmm. Then we go to Psalm 103, mm-hmm. verses 1 through 3. It tells us what faith has done for us. Mm-hmm. Hebrews 11 and 6, and we just go on and on, Hebrews 11 and 3. Now, notice as we talk about understanding how to keep maturing your measure of faith, notice that Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Word of God are faith trainers.
Mm-hmm.
Always aiming to bring your faith into the realm of unlimited possibilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
I'll go over it again because know this, that Jesus and the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. and the Word of God mm-hmm. are faith trainers, always aiming to bring your faith into the realm of unlimited possibilities. Say unlimited possibility.
Unlimited possibilities.
Very important for us to understand.
Yes.
Now, I want to get down to some principles. All of those things was the introduction, so you know how faith moves and how faith has the
yes.
proper attitude
yes.
to increase.
Mm.
Grace and faith must have authority over your body, your soul, and your spirit. Grace and faith must have authority over your body, your soul, and your spirit. And that's what Romans 12, 1 through 3 is telling us.
Yes.
See, you get down there in our text, and it tells you three times the word think is used in that third verse. And when you talk about think, you're talking about your soul.
Yes, sir.
You go back up to the second verse in Romans 12, 2, mm-hmm. you're talking about your soul again. It says renew your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about proving what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Okay.
Now, those are levels of faith.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are. Okay.
Yep.
See, your faith just keep on growing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no limit. See, good, acceptable, perfect.
Yes,
it's just always growing, and it produces by its maturity.
Wow, wow. Mm-hmm.
Now, some people stay in just the measure. They never go through anything for faith to use his muscle
yes, sir.
To make something happen
yeah.
out of the ordinary.
Yes, yes.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So grace and faith. So Romans 12, 1 through 3 actually, you can call it a faith lesson. You see, your soul and your body should be involved what you're doing.
Yes.
Now, hallelujah, almost praying in tongues. You see, what have happened in the church at large, they have left the body out. And they have left the soul out.
Yeah, right.
And they're trying to do everything through their spirit, but they can't. Because their training ground is in their soul and their body.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. See, you have everything in the spirit,
mm-hmm.
but now the Lord wants you to take what you got in your spirit and train your soul,
right,
and train your body,
yes,
that they can function in the supernatural also.
Wow.
Yeah. And one time we said the body couldn't function in the supernatural, but yes, it can.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I called Mark 11, 22 through 26. This is what I said to you last Sunday. I'm not going into it. Let's attend to one of Jesus' greatest lesson on faith.
Right.
Now, when your faith start maturing, you listening?
Yes, sir.
It will go to the root of things. Remember Jesus cursed that fig tree?
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
When it came back, the boy said, dried up from the root.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
As your faith mature, your faith will stop just picking figs.
Mm.
And you know what I say about picking figs?
Yes, sir.
What you gonna get, man?
Mm.
You know, want a car? You want a house?
Mm-hmm.
You try to pick figs,
yeah.
but your faith want the whole tree.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So you have to mature, you have to grow, you have to develop, you have to you're gonna have to endure some things that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But most Christians got fig picking faith.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And if nothing on the tree, they're in trouble.
Yes.
Are you following me? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But in training you, I want you to recognize that if there's no fig on a tree, don't get in fear.
Yes.
You can cause another tree to grow.
Yes. Yes.
If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, so fig picking faith.
Mm-hmm.
When you have to deal with it, sometimes things look like it dried up.
Yes, sir.
And look like nothing gonna happen. But your faith has to have enough authority to know it is well.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So you look at Mark 11 and 22, not now, but I want you to put in your note. I said, let's attend to one of Jesus' greatest lessons on faith.
Mm-hmm.
Mark 11, 23, I was sort of raised on it by my father. Now, these scriptures, I keep going over them because they're so important. Hebrews 2, 1 through 4, marker, and Hebrews 4, 1, 2. To keep maturing in your faith, you must use your faith mixer right by believing the word at all time and acting on the word at all time, no matter what you see.
That's right. That's right.
And no matter what the situation is saying,
yes,
act your faith out.
Yes.
Work your faith out.
Yes.
Turn to Mark 5. I noticed to get, I don't use one scripture no more. I use a lot of scripture because I want you to have something to wrestle with the rest of the week. See, something to wrestle with, something to deal with. Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're getting blessed?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's no impossibility to mature in faith.
Mm-hmm.
Notice I didn't say matured faith.
Yes, sir.
There's no impossibility to mature in faith because God will walk with you. If you're working with it,
okay,
if you're studying, if you desire, if you're hungry.
Yeah.
There's no limit.
No limit.
No, grace will pick you up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mercy will pick you up. Love will pick you up because it recognizes that you're sincere,
yes, sir,
in what you're doing. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now here in Mark 5, we get here. Jesus can feel your faith.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Jesus can feel your faith. Oh, you say, Reverend, now I won't deal with that. Now I'm going to see what you're going to do with this. I don't have to do nothing with it. The Lord showed me.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah, this woman with this issue of blood.
Right. Oh, okay.
How did Jesus knew?
Right.
She touched him.
He
felt her faith. What made the anointing move out of Jesus' garment? Her faith. So that means the anointing felt it. So the anointing feel faith. The Holy Ghost feel faith. The spirit world feel faith. When you operate in faith, the angels know somebody is functioning out of the ordinary. Oh my goodness.
Hallelujah.
You know, and you know, we were taught in back in the day that no feeling.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you were talking no feeling or all feeling.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes, right. You don't feel nothing, you don't have nothing.
Right.
See, faith does not deal with facts.
Mm-hmm.
Faith operates by truth, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Faith look at fact and call fact a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's the way we got to live. I mean,
yes,
if things look like they're not going right, you didn't talk to God, and you had a vision, you had a dream, God has said something to you, it looked like month after month is not going to happen. Impossible. It got to happen.
Yeah.
So you keep talking to it. Jesus can feel a touch of faith drawing power out of him.
Yes.
Faith draws power out of Jesus. What you dealing with this morning? What you need for him to do for you? That's why we're here. Draw the power. Release your faith. Nothing impossible for you. Let me read a part of what this woman done to prove this principle. In Mark 5, verse 27, when she had heard of Jesus, the woman with the issue of blood, came in the press behind, and what she did?
Touch
his garment, right? Now, we know she was operating by faith, right?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes,
all right. For she said, now she said it before she did it, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole.
Yeah.
Now that you got to be in a certain maturity for that, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, then you look at verse, I got to read the whole thing. Oh, Lord. 27, I read 27, 28, 29. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague.
Mm-hmm.
But the doctor couldn't do nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
But faith can do something about it.
Yeah.
Somebody listen to me, dealing with something in your body.
Mm-hmm.
The doctors couldn't do nothing for her. She suffered for 12 years. But one touch of faith.
One touch of faith.
Changed the whole thing, didn't it?
Yes,
she got healed, didn't she?
Yeah.
Faith more powerful than medicine.
Yes, it is.
But we got to be brought back to miracles.
Yes.
Son, expecting a miracle.
Yes.
Expecting it to happen.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Amen. Very good. Praise God.
Yes.
Now listen. All right, verse 28. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Hallelujah. Faith did that.
Yes.
And Jesus. See, faith took all where the doctors quit.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Jesus.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
So why people run to the doctor before they talk to faith?
Right.
You know why? They're more trained to the outside world than the church. And they trust it more than they trust the church.
That's right.
Those days are over. Because we're going to have so many miracles, signs and wonders. Our Father going to stand out. And somebody going to say, man, I know a church. Let's go to church. I just want you to hear him or her preach one time.
Just one time.
I went there myself. I got healed last week.
Wow.
I had some of them carrying my body for 20-something years.
Lord.
But I heard a man of God talk about the miracle power of God.
Yeah.
And he believed it. He believed it.
Yes.
I could tell. What?
Yes, sir. My word.
Yeah, we got to believe it.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes.
Now, what Jesus asked. 30th verse. And Jesus immediately knowing himself that virtue had gone out of him. Mm-hmm. Faith drew the virtue out of Jesus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Turn him about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" Mm-hmm. So now for him to ask that question,
Come on.
When she touched him by faith, he felt it. God always feel faith.
That's good.
Jesus always feel faith. Yeah. The Holy Spirit always feel faith. Faith touch God's heart. Faith touch Jesus' heart. Jesus immediately knowing this voice is going to turn about in the presence and say, "Who touched my clothes?" See now, if you listen to that, you can't really discern. Somebody touch your clothes. I can touch your pants later. You don't know I'm touching you unless something happens. So we're not talking about regular touching here. We're talking about, listen carefully, we're talking about a touch of faith. It shows how faith can cause things to happen.
Yes, sir.
Out of the ordinary. And so and the disciples said to him, "Thou see the multitude throwing thee, and said, Thou who touched me?" But he would look around about to see how that had done this thing. The disciples didn't pick it up. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, see, verse 34, yeah, well, what did he say to her? Daughter?
Your faith.
Thy faith,
yes, sir.
Have made thee whole. Go in peace. And stay whole. Be whole in your place. And the reason he told her stay whole is he knew she was operating in faith.
Yes, sir.
She not planning on losing it. She know how she got it.
Right.
Our soul.
She got it by faith.
Right.
Yeah. So, not only can Jesus feel faith. Now this is going to be one for you. Jesus can see faith.
Yeah.
Then Mark 2. Mark 2.
Okay.
Yeah, he saw faith.
Yeah.
He saw faith. See, Jesus can see your faith. Hallelujah. He has seen mine many times.
Yes, sir.
Because it was asinine, some of the things I was going to do if I didn't have some supernatural power with me. Wow. Some of the things, the transaction that I've made, and I felt the Holy Ghost said, go with it. Mm-hmm. And I have to have faith, but it's asinine to try to do some of the things I've done without having a touch of faith.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But Jesus can see your faith.
Yes. Right.
Again, Mark 2 there, again he entered into Capernaum after some days, it was annoyed that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together in so much that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come near unto him for the press or for the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. Verse 5. Verse 5, that is. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." Now, tearing off the roof is not what Jesus saw. He saw their faith. It wasn't the roof. It was what was on them to know if I can just get him in his presence.
Yes,
see, he saw their faith. You can see it. You can see it. And then let me close with this. As we talk about different measure of faith, I took it through a good many measure. Jesus recognized the voice of faith. Always, let me give an admonishment here. Always speak your faith with boldness, or boldly. Jesus recognized, this is so beautiful, Matthew chapter 8. Jesus recognized the voice of faith. Always speak your faith boldly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Always know what your faith can do. Always understand. Always recognize that your faith can bring you places that you can't explain.
Yes,
yes.
Jesus not only feel faith, Jesus not only see faith, but Jesus know when he's hearing the voice of faith.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The voice of faith. In other words, items, situation, circumstances, demonic forces, recognize when a person's speaking with the voice of faith.
Yeah.
When that person trusting in the Lord with all their heart, and leaning not to their own understanding, acknowledging the Lord in all their ways, knowing that he'll direct their path. That's the voice of faith. Faith should have a certain boldness about it.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're not going to serve your God. Even though you're going to be far, we're just not going to do it. We believe God going to deliver. Let's look at this and close. Let's close Matthew 8. I want to close with this, and I want you to start speaking boldly about situations you're dealing with. Jesus wants us to have an insight on this. I feel the Holy Ghost. Feel the insight of, oh my goodness.
Hallelujah.
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 I see you moving.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yes,
I see some things that have been hindering you.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You're going to take this revelation, take this anointing, and be blessed about it.
Yes.
I see God permitted some things to come in some of your lives so you can train your faith.
Yes.
Satan can't put you on a string. The greater one live on the inside of you. But you got to know how to trust God when you don't see nothing. You don't feel nothing. You don't hear nothing. You got to know how to trust him. Trust him. Yeah. Yeah. Now right, quickly here now. In Matthew 8:5. Key text, Romans 12:3.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we're talking about the measure of faith.
Yes,
we've been talking about different aspect of faith, different growth of faith, different strength of faith.
Uh-huh.
Here, Jesus loved this text here. Verse 5, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a man telling Jesus, I don't need you to come.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. With faith. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
My faith gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to talk to you about it. My faith in you gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the centurion said to him, Lord, I'm not worthy that I shall come under my roof, but speak the word on it. That's faith there, boy. That's good. Speak the word on it, and my servant shall be healed. That's bold faith. There's no baby faith there.
No.
You know, yeah, come on, come with me, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. Jesus said, no, I don't have to be there. You don't have to be there, Lord.
Right.
I mean, no, it wasn't the Lord telling him you don't have to be there. He told the Lord, you don't need to come.
That's right.
See? My faith can take your power to my house. Put that, write it down, write it down. Ah! My faith can take your power to my house. Ooh, somebody need power in their home and power in their body and power in their finances. Your faith can take the power to your house, power to your body, power to your family, power to your business, power to your city. My faith can move the power of Jesus. My faith can bring Jesus on the scene anywhere I am.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hey. What a life I'm talking to you here now. What a life I'm talking to you now. Power of the pandemic cannot overcome the power of Jesus. The power of Jesus on your house. The power of Jesus on your children. The power of Jesus on your car. The power of Jesus on you. Because you know how to operate in faith. I've taught you. The word can handle it.
Yes.
Glory to you.
Yeah, word can handle it. Watch either what Jesus said. This man knew, he knew the night voice. He knew something about authority. When you mature in faith, you begin to have authority in faith. You begin to understand how much authority faith really has in it. You got to understand authority, though. You said, behold, I give you power to trade upon serving and scouting, the power of the enemy to do you no harm. So you got to know what your authority is. Faith, you operate, real simple. Operate in faith authority. As you grow, the authority of your faith is going to grow. And yet, because this man here, he's operating in faith authority. That's a measure. That's a measure, right? That's a measure. Why now watch, I gotta close. Now. Close.
My God.
Oh my, yeah, I gotta close. For I'm a man under authority, verse 9, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this. And he doeth it. Now you need to meditate that voice. Because that's faith in operation.
Yes, sir.
He's explaining a secular aspect with a spiritual truth. He said, I have authority over my men. They came, my man, you know, I mean, they can you go left, you go right, you're in trouble.
Yes,
sir.
Right.
So faith, a person who not operating faith has that kind of authority. Things must obey him.
Yes, sir.
And so, and he said, the Bible said, 10, this is what Jesus is going to say about you. When Jesus heard it, that man's faith made Jesus marvel. He marveled and said to them that follow, you know your faith can make Jesus marvel? Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. In my chosen people, this man is not Israelite, but he got this faith. I say to you that many shall come from the east and the west, shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And watch what he says in the 13th verse, when your faith has authority. He says, and Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way. Do you see this next statement?
Yes, sir.
No. Do you see this next statement? Do you see how powerful it is to believe before you see anything?
Yes, sir.
Natural?
Before you see it, yes.
As thou hast believed. As thou hast believed.
Yes.
So be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hours. My brothers and sisters, today I am to walk you through that your measure of faith will begin to change. I want you to go over this, and the Holy Spirit is going to show you a whole lot more than I said, because the Word of God is pregnant.
Yes, sir.
My job is to prime you, to let you know you can go there. And I've had experiences, just another good thing, in using faith authority. And it has not failed me one time.
Yes, sir.
He always come through. And you got to come to that grip, because the higher you go in faith, the greater the test going to be.
Yes, sir.
So you can't get in fear, and you can't begin to think about failure, because God always work it out.
Yes, sir.
I'll see you all next time. Junior?
Glory.